It's the first day of school for the 35 new MPs who were elected to the House of Representatives last month. The political rookies are in Canberra for a two-day crash course on parliamentary procedures and how to navigate their way around the 75,000 square metre Parliament House. And it's hard to navigate, let me tell you, so it takes more than 2 days, I suspect. Max Chandler Mather is a Greens member for the Brisbane seat of Griffith, and Fatima Payman is the incoming Labor Senator for Western Australia, and they're both our guests. Welcome to the program.
Good day.
Thank you for having us.
Hi guys. Max, let's start with you. What are the next couple of days all about for you? Trying to learn the ropes as fast as possible?
Yeah, learn the ropes as fast as possible, get to meet all the other new MPs as well, which I'm looking forward to. It's a big, obviously a big crossbench in the lower house. And I think also just getting an idea of navigating that, as you described, enormous building, and also putting up with the cold. As someone coming from Brisbane, anything below 15 degrees is cold, and this is ridiculous.
Max, you're going to have to harden up with your Canberra weeks. Get yourself a good coat is what I recommend. You've gone from being a sort of lowly paid Greens organiser in Brisbane to a Greens senator in Canberra, where you will help decide what laws get passed in this country and help shape national affairs. How big a leap is that for a young man of just 30?
Yeah, it's a big leap. I should say lower house MP, not senator. But in one way it's very big. In the other, this is sort of a continuation of a project we've been building in Queensland for a long time, which is an understanding that when you win, a seat like Griffith or a state seat that we've won before, primarily we want to use them as a resource base to continue that sort of community organising that we've been doing on the ground in Griffith, whether that be helping to clean up after the floods or, you know, helping people who are being evicted from social or rent, private rental housing, basically being that social safety net that often the government isn't. And, you know, what I'm excited about, frankly, is that with the resources of a federal MP's office, we can really expand that sort of proper community representation that I think often people feel like politics doesn't provide.
Fatima Payman, you're a new senator for Labor. You're even younger at 27. How overwhelming is it to be elected to Parliament at this age, and how much support is given to newcomers like you?
Well, it's been quite overwhelming, but it's been an unexpected pleasant surprise, I'd say. I think the support has been immense, whether it's a separate Labor caucus training or whether it's just mentors or senior MPs who've just been so willing and generous with their time to give you that guidance and to ensure that, you know, the transition's smooth, because no 27-year-old has ever thought of running as a senator or being elected as one. So it's a humbling experience, but I'm truly honoured to be part of the team.
You more than probably anyone embodies the way Parliament is finally starting to mirror and reflect the society it's meant to represent. You'll be the first woman to wear a hijab in Parliament. How important is it for you to normalise the Muslim headscarf so that it actually becomes quite unremarkable? And given the history of the Parliament's behaviour on this, I mean, there's been debates about, for instance, headscarves in the Parliament. How do you think about it?
Well, I think it's something that's been long called for and long overdue, but, you know, better late than never. And I think the people of Australia have actually decided this for themselves. We are representing the true Australia for what it is, and the people that are, you know, make up the Australian population. And I think in terms of, you know, normalising it, I just want to show everyone that I'm as Australian as it gets. And just because I choose to dress differently doesn't make me any different. In fact, we share the same values of, you know, camaraderie, solidarity, having a fair go, and just making sure that we're working towards a prosperous nation.
But the history is worth noting. 5 years ago, Pauline Hanson, One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson, pulled her burqa stunt in the Senate. How far have we come since then?
Very far. I think not only that stunt, but I think the Christchurch shooting also brought things into context in terms of just, you know, this is a demographic of Australians that can be susceptible to terrorism. And I think in terms of you know, Senator Hanson's done. I think I'd like to get to know her more. So I'm really looking forward to that, along with, you know, learning how to navigate the building, as Max mentioned earlier.
That's interesting. You say that you'd like to get to know her more. Are you going to approach her and try and talk to her about some of these issues?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I'm a big believer everyone has their own story, and I'd like to know, you know, what are some experiences that she may have had that shaped her viewpoint of Islam and Muslims in Australia. And I think all you need to do is just go in with an open mind and get to know each other. So, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but Senate can be quite an intimate collegiate place. So who knows? It'll be good fun.
Yeah, I like that you're flattering to be her friend. Max Chandler, Ma, you were part of the green slide at this election. The party, rested three seats from Labor and the LNP in and around Brisbane. Your volunteers door knocked, I think it was 29,000 homes in Griffith alone. Is that the new reality of Australian politics? Local engagement is what wins elections?
Massively. It was 90,000 doors, by the way, and 29,000 conversations. But absolutely. And I think one of the things that our campaign proved is when you do that hard work, you know, not just having those one-on-one conversations about anything from people struggling with their rent or struggling to make ends meet or worried about climate change, but also that sort of community engagement that meant when the floods hit, we could mobilise hundreds of volunteers to clean up people's homes. I think the message that it sends to the major parties is that no seat is safe anymore. The idea that there is a safe Labor or Liberal seat anymore, I think, is a fiction. And certainly we feel like the sort of organisation that we built, if it were rolled out in any other seat across the country, we could achieve similar outcomes. Really, the barrier now is just the capacity to organise more. And I think that is because people feel pretty fed up with major party politics at the moment, the bickering and infighting and the often platforms that are almost indistinguishable. And they do want to talk about dental into Medicare or taxing billionaires to fund building public housing or capping rent increases or tackling climate change. And certainly I'm, as you can tell, feel quite excited by it because I think it's sort of a template by which I think we can change Australian politics.
There were no teal candidates in Queensland, but that might change at the next election. Could the Greens go from the hunter to the hunted in just three short years?
No, I really don't think so. I mean, first things first, it's worth noting that on the three things the Teals campaigned on, integrity, climate and gender equality, the Greens already agree on all those three. I think the big difference is our platform is far more expansive. And certainly having knocked on a lot of doors myself during the campaign, I know from experience that the reason we won wasn't just because of those three issues. It was dental and to Medicare. It was building public housing. It was free uni and TAFE. You know, it was local issues like tackling flight noise or helping with the floods. And I think what that says is that I think probably the broader question that needs to be asked is, you know, why weren't there any Teals in Queensland in the first place? And I think that's partly because our form of organisation and our capacity to organise meant that no one felt like, you know, the sort of people that might get involved in that movement were actually just door knocking for us. You know, I think there's been a lot of talk about the fact there were no Teals in Queensland, but frankly, I just don't think they would have got much of a run if they were running in seats where we were campaigning.
Fatima, I want to return to your backstory, which is really inspirational. Can you explain to our listeners how your family arrived in Western Australia as refugees from Afghanistan? And I think you were just 8 years old.
Yes, no. So my dad was actually the refugee who travelled to Australia by boat in 1999. And then later on, in about 4 years' time, sponsored my mum, two siblings and I to Australia. So we actually flew in by plane. But yes, as an eight-year-old adjusting to the new environment, I think kids just have this special capacity of adapting to their environment. But for me, it was reuniting with my dad that, you know, made us feel like we've returned home. And since then, it's just been an incredible journey where, you know, we've just learned to grow. And I think my sort of journey into politics has been through my experience at the union, but also just reflecting on my dad's struggles as an immigrant who just wanted to make ends meet, put food on the table, pay for his children's bills, but wasn't able to fulfill those with the same respect and dignity as other Australians, you know, received because English wasn't his first language. And so that discrimination that was so rife back then has definitely, you know, Australia's evolved to be a nation that's inclusive and diverse and is accepting of different cultures.
Now, finally, a question to both of you, beginning with you, Max. You've been given this remarkable opportunity to represent people in Parliament. What do you hope to achieve over your coming term?
Probably two broad things. One is to continue to build that organisation on the ground. And I think, you know, we're interested in running free breakfast programs and expanding a lot of that community organising. At a national level, I've been given the housing portfolio and I've been bitterly disappointed by the way, sort of narrowing of the scope of political debate around solutions to the housing affordability crisis. And so I think at a national level, achieving a shift in the Labor government's perception about what they think they can do about housing. For instance, 30,000 homes over 5 years is almost nothing compared to the hundreds of thousands of people who need a home. And so pushing them on expanding that build of public housing, shifting the public debate around improving renters' rights as well, and talking, you know, starting to talk about a solution to this housing crisis that actually ensures everyone has a home. So I think, you know, those two broad goals and, you know, local issues like flight noise, for instance, building those community campaigns around that, probably the sort of two broad goals that I have going into politics.
How about you, Fatima?
I definitely want to continue working on the multiculturalism aspect, but also I'm so excited for the establishment of a federal ICAC. It's about time that, you know, we return that integrity back into politics and ensure that we return that faith into our political system. And I think with just so much to learn, you know, in terms of committee work, in terms of just navigating the whole system and being an effective senator, I think I've got plenty to learn, got a full plate, so really excited.
And looking, Fatima, if I could just stay with you for another minute, can't help myself, at the ABS census data today, I suppose you're in the box seat of where the country's changing, right? Parent born overseas, in your case, you yourself born overseas, not just Christian-dominated religion. This is the new story of Australia. You actually represent it.
It's an absolute honour to be in this position, but at the same time, like, it's just that that evolution that we're experiencing, you know, the new Australia. But it's, yeah, I just don't know. It's been, I really am looking forward to what the next few years hold.
It'll be fascinating to watch you both as you make your way around Parliament House and get lost a lot. So good luck with that. I think it took me about 2 years to not get lost in Parliament House. And
excellent.
Yeah. 2 years. I'm not actually exaggerating. Thank you to both of you.
Thanks, VK.
Thanks, Patricia.
Max Chandler Mather is the Greens member for Griffith, and Fatima Payman is the incoming Labor Senator for WA. And you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.